And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is March 31st, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. In the news, it's all about bags. LowPro has been very, very busy. They have introduced the Vertex series, which is a series of professional backpacks. And on the other end of the spectrum, they have the Napoli series, which consists of pouches for the little compact digital cameras. As well, because they're not done yet, to celebrate their 40th anniversary, they have introduced their Primus all-weather backpack, which is apparently made up of a decent percentage of recycled materials. So if you're a fan of LowPro bags and you're looking for another one, why don't you check out the blog and I'll send you those links so you can see the new bags out there. But not to be outdone, Think Tank has released 23 new bags. Yep, there's 23 of them out there in several different series. And as well, their rotation 360 degree backpack has won a 2007 DEMA award. So yeah, the bags are out there. It's spring, the weather's warming up, the sunshine is coming back, and well, everybody needs something to put their camera in. So if you're in the market for a new bag, check out some of the new ones available. In other news, it looks like we are seeing the end of Life magazine. The last print edition will be available on the 20th of April. However, all the past images from the magazine's history will be available online. I don't have information about that quite yet, but hopefully we'll find out more about that soon. Moving on to the forums, I decided this week to check out a couple of interesting threads in the Nikonian's Cafe. So, grabbed my cup of coffee and went and sat down and started going through to see what you Nikonians have to say and what you find interesting lately. First up is a little conversation about travel kit. What do you take with you? What cameras, what bags, what lenses for going on trips, going on vacations? Not something that you just have for around town, but actually having to go in the car on a plane. And that's definitely an interesting thread to take a look out, especially if you're going on a trip soon. Another interesting thread was entitled, "How Do You Store Your Camera?" And it seems like a lot of people store their camera in one of their camera bags. They have a certain set of kit ready to go, and so it's just grab it as they go out the door. So if you want some interesting ideas, why don't you check out that thread, which is available in the blog as well. And finally, from the Nikonian's Cafe, is a thread called Photographs Without Stories. And this is all about a Nikonian's experience in a photography class where the instructor had a slightly different opinion from a lot of people about what a picture should do, and should it tell a story? Should you get some kind of narrative in the background? Or is it okay to just have art for art's sake? So if you'd like to join that discussion, please just check out the blog and I will have that link there for you. In the Nikonians Travel and Meet Forum, Nikonians member Trend is looking for fellow Nikonians in northeastern Tennessee. So if you're out in Tennessee and near that area, why don't you check out that thread and give a shout out to Trend and maybe you can set up some get-togethers. Now I know everybody wants to know who won the third HP printer. Well, this week's contest winner is Arthur Jones. He's Nikonian member name Uncle Art. And he has won this week's HP printer with his poem entitled Cowboys Ridin', which I will post in the blog for you guys to read. Art has entered every week, so I know a little bit more about him, and I'm happy to say he's won the third printer. So, for the final HP printer, I'm accepting any entry that tells me why you need that nice little printer. So it can be prose, as in the first week, just tell me why you want one. It can be photographic, as in the second week's contest, which give me a picture that helps explain why you need the printer and a few sentences to help support that, or a poetry version like this past week. I need the entries in by 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Friday, April 6th. That gives me enough time to wade through all of them and pick the winner for the final HP printer. Any previous submission, so if you've already entered a couple of times, will be considered, so you don't have to re-enter. But if you've won, you don't get to win too. I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little bit more fair. So please include your name and your shipping address in all new entries. It just helps save a little bit of time for that. So you can email those to me at newsflash@nikonians.org. And please put in the subject line contest entry week 4 so I can find that easily. And again, get those to me by 7 p.m. Eastern on the 6th of April. Well, that's all for me this week. Thank you for tuning in. I will be back on the 7th of April with the final winner in my HP printer giveaway and all the latest and greatest from the Nikonians community.